Americans love French fries, but growing the potatoes that make them has an environmental price. Potatoes for the French fry market must be supersized and flawless. They need large doses of many different kinds of pesticides all summer long. Most people never see the planes and helicopters that spray those chemicals, but they've become a part of everyday life for people who live near Ron Offutt's potato fields. Red Otterman is a retiree who lives in Ottertail County in western Minnesota.
Helicopters and airplanes are flying over here every day. It sounds like we're being strafed a lot of times. Now, I know that they're doing something good for the potato farmer, but I'm not a potato farmer. I'm an ex-mechanic. And right now I'm concerned with the health of myself and my family and people around us.
Yeah, it scares the tire out of me.
Charlie Brust has a home on Clitheroe Lake in Ottertail County. The Offutt Company began buying land near his home a few years ago.
You can be out here walking in the road, and all of a sudden here comes a plane. Boom. What are you going to do?
When spray planes began flying near their homes, people who lived along the lakeshore took videos like this one and began organizing. So the company switched from planes to helicopters in some places. Helicopters are quieter than planes, but the spraying continued, and people soon found out there wasn't much they could do about it. The federal and state laws that govern pesticides for agriculture do not prevent aerial spraying near homes, lakeshores, or towns. Pesticide applicators are required to follow the directions on the label, but the labels didn't prevent the aerial spraying either. Terry Colton owns a resort on Clitheroe Lake. He says people often don't know what's being sprayed. He's especially worried about an insecticide called Monitor 4.
During public hearings, Offutt representatives stated that after spraying Monitor 4 in the field, they wouldn't walk through the fields for 3 days at least, because it comes in contact with your skin and is bled into your body through your skin. So that's how devastating this chemical can be.
The Minnesota Department of Agriculture regulates pesticide spraying. Communities can't pass local ordinances. A Minnesota township tried that in 1992. Ron Offutt sued and won. Offutt calls the pesticide spraying unpleasant and an inconvenience for the public. But he says environmental hazards are part of any farming operation. His company has been a leader in reducing the use of fertilizer and pesticides.
Yes, there's always a hazard. Yes, there's always issues. But today's agriculture is sensitized environmentally to the point that we're doing a lot better job than we did 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Offutt farms more than 100,000 acres in 11 states. People who live near his potato fields in other states have also raised concerns about pesticide use with little success.
Everybody that's traveling County D right now is being exposed.
People near the small town of Durand, Wisconsin, took videos like this one when the Offutt Company moved into their neighborhood in the early 1990s. Helen Keyes was one of the leaders of the opposition. She says in the beginning, hundreds of people turned out. They tried to pass local ordinances governing spraying. Then the state legislature passed a law prohibiting such ordinances.
The movement basically died because there was nothing we could do legally, politically, to stop the aerial spraying.
Ron Offutt points out he has to use sprays to grow the kind of potatoes the market demands. If he used fewer chemicals, his potatoes wouldn't make the perfect French fries Americans like. He says he may be able to reduce the amount of pesticide he uses in the future.
It would be my guess that in a half a dozen years or so, genetics will allow us not to have to spray and put on the pesticides that we are. If genetically altered food becomes and stays acceptable to the American people.
If the American public does want genetically engineered potatoes, Ron Offutt will grow them. The market, not the people who live near his potato fields, will decide. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Lozier.